To succeed, just let go. This is Willie Horton, exploring how we must and can take control of our state of mind and transform our lives. You're very welcome.
It's awfully easy to get discouraged. Here we are a couple of weeks into the new year, and probably some of you listening to me are already discouraged. But it has nothing to do with the new year. It has to do with the normal way our mind operates. We're built to be discouraged because we're built for survival. In other words, we're not built to achieve our dearly held goals and objectives, or even little objectives like doing well in an interview or losing weight or getting fit or eating more healthily or just enjoying ourselves when we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves. Very easy to get discouraged. Consider how that word discouraged is made up, because right bang in the middle of that word is the word courage. And people think that they need courage, that they need to be brave to step forward into doing what they somewhere deep down know in their heart and soul that they need to do to move forward in their lives. Let's take a simple example. If you want to get fit, you know you need to get up off your backside and go to the gym. If you want to eat more healthily, you know that you shouldn't be picking the unhealthy options off the shelf in the supermarket. If you want to drink less, well, you know what you need to do, or indeed what you need to not do. And yet we constantly revert to type. We constantly revert to our habitual way of doing things, our habitual way of making it through the day, because that is the way we are actually built. And therefore, when people email me telling me that they feel stuck or that they feel frustrated, that's the normal human condition. They feel sorry for themselves. Perhaps you listening to this are feeling sorry for yourself. And that is part of the normal human condition too. And it's really important that we all understand this, because people who tell me that they're feeling stuck or frustrated or anxious or stressed think that they're in some way special. If you're feeling any of those things, or indeed feeling anything negative at all as you listen to this, you're not special. You're not unique, certainly. It's just the normal way in which our mind operates. It isn't that our mind is designed to frustrate us. It is that our mind is designed to frustrate our best efforts to move ourselves forward in our lives. Now, that's a really important thing that I've just said. Our minds are actually designed to frustrate our best efforts. Because when we were running with the herd in evolutionary times, there was safety in numbers. Doing something that would make you different from the herd, doing something that would enable you rise above the norms of the herd, was dangerous. It was potentially life-threatening. It was potentially life-ending. And our mind, therefore, our brain, the actual neural pathways of the brain, evolved to ensure that any efforts that we might even consider in relation to moving beyond the herd, moving outside the herd, becoming more successful than the average, greater than the normal, all of those efforts would be frustrated. Not just our efforts, but even considering our efforts, considering, thinking about what we might do to move ourselves forward. And that is why, more often than not, when people start thinking about the kind of life that they would love to live, or even the things that they would like to achieve this year, generally speaking, their mind will immediately stop them in their tracks by saying, that's unrealistic. If you haven't achieved it in the past, how likely are you to achieve it now? How many people around you do you know who have achieved the extraordinary or the unusual or simply the out of the normal. And because normal is normal, most people will never know anybody who is out of the normal. And yet we need to come out of the normal ourselves in order to pretty much achieve anything worth achieving in this, I was going to say, little life of ours. It is a little life while we're constrained by the way in which evolution developed our brain. But once we free ourselves from that evolution, we realize that our life can be great indeed. And I don't mean great off in the future. I mean great starting right here, right now. And you see, right here, right now is oh so very important, because right here, right now is your life. Your life isn't at some point off in the future when, ooh, I'll achieve this, that or the other. How do you know you'll make it to off there in the future? The key thing is that even from the perspective of quantum physics, we know that this world of ours and this life of yours is making, remaking, creating and recreating itself moment to moment by the way in which energy shifts, shimmers and oscillates. And whilst on the subject of energy, it's no harm in mentioning that you are energy. I am energy. That's all we are. And that is all that we need to be. In other words, it's not constraining. It's the exact opposite. It's not discouraging. It's encouraging. And that's really what I want to talk about in this particular episode. Encouraging yourself. Now again, like the word discourage, right in the middle of the word encouragement or encouraging is the word courage. And people, using their minds normally, actually think that in order to do the things that they need to do to move their lives forward, they need to be brave and courageous. That idea is only born out of your normal way of thinking. You don't need to be brave. You don't need to be courageous to do what deep down you know you need to do. Once you free your mind in a way that ensures that once you know what you need to do, you also know how to do it, and you do it effortlessly. I talked about your best efforts a few minutes ago. Effort only comes from thinking. Struggle only comes from thinking. Stress only comes from thinking. Indeed, anxiety and frustration and feeling stuck and all the things that I mentioned earlier on and all the negative feelings that you might think you're experiencing at this moment in time, they all come from thinking. Now, I know life is full of everyday challenges. I know, I've worked for myself for 30 years, that working for yourself presents everyday challenges. I know our health can present us with challenges, but that's probably only because we didn't look after our health in the first place at all. Life is full of everyday challenges, and life tends to knock us about the place a bit. But the challenges and the knocks are real. How we feel about the challenges and the knocks, what we think about the challenges and the knocks, that's not real. That is your thinking mind magnifying the challenges to the point where you end up feeling stressed or anxious or discouraged. So I want to talk about encouraging yourself in a way that doesn't involve any bravery or courage at all. I want to talk about encouragement in a way that will enable you experience what so many people, or perhaps everybody with whom I am working and have worked over the years, realize that when they have freed themselves up from the constraints of their normal way of thinking, they start doing what they thought they couldn't do, saying what they thought they couldn't get away with, achieving the kind of things that little old me thought they couldn't achieve. they start surprising themselves, amazing themselves, or as somebody said to me a couple of months ago, super surprising themselves. And you know, based on the fact that we're talking about living your best life, I don't like that phrase, but you know what I mean. On the basis that we're talking about living your best life here and now, it may well be that you will super surprise yourself during the course of this day by simply turning up to the moment to moment of this day. What do I mean by that? Because this is central to encouraging yourself. It means that you actually deliberately go out of your way to experience what's going on in the here and now. It means that you pay attention to what you're actually seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling and tasting, actually experiencing. You see, normally our five senses tell us what's going on, and then we interpret what our five senses are telling us through our normal way of thinking and create our own version of what is going on, which could not be anything but a million miles from the reality of the moment, because as we've discussed in this podcast on all too many occasions, we create our version of reality now based on what happened to us when we were 3 or 4 years old. Worse than that, what happened to us when we were 3 or 4 years old is what our normal way of thinking thinks is actually going on in the here and now. And once we've made up our minds that way, habitually and automatically, we react to what we think is going on in the same way as we reacted to the formative experience that gave us our understanding of what we think is going on now. That's why we need to free ourselves from our normal way of thinking. That's why you need to turn up to the here and now. That's why you need to experience and be aware of what your five senses are telling you in the here and now, without judging what is going on in the here and now. Once you stop judging what's going on in the here and now, the immediate follow-on from that is you stop judging yourself. And we are most prejudiced when it actually comes to judging ourselves. Because again and again and again throughout our adult lives, or indeed throughout our lives from the age of 12 or 13 on, we've been judging ourselves on the basis of what we learned about ourselves when we were 2 or 3 or 4 years old. There's a deliberate pause there because that's appalling, isn't it? You need to reflect on that. Or perhaps you need to just pull yourself together. It's a bit of quality psychological advice. You need to pull yourself together and come into the presence of the here and now. Now, we know from previous conversations that you do that through meditation. And in the same way that people will magnify the challenges that they are experiencing in everyday life by using their normal way of thinking, so many of us prejudge meditation on the basis of what our normal crazy thinking mind thinks meditation is. I started doing this 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, there was precious little scientific evidence as to the impact that meditation has on our neural pathways. Precious little scientific evidence in relation to what meditation does to our bodies. Precious little scientific evidence in relation to how meditation can transform our lives. So even the mention of the word meditation 30 years ago turned many people off. They said to themselves, oh, that's some kind of spiritual exercise. Oh, you have to be a Buddhist to meditate. Oh, that is something that is airy-fairy and that makes you feel good while you're meditating, but is of limited use, if of any use at all, in the cut and thrust of our everyday lives. Wrong, 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 wrong on all counts. Meditation is a scientifically validated way of tuning yourself in and dropping your prejudices most importantly, about yourself, dropping how you judge what's going on in the here and now, enabling you actually experiencing what is going on in the here and now, as a result of which you know what you need to do and say in the here and now, and without your prejudices about whether or not little old you can do or say what you know you need to do or say, you just go and do it. So you don't need your best efforts anymore. There's no effort involved at all. We're at our best when we're not thinking, when we've unplugged our normal, automatic, habitual, programmed way of thinking. We're at our best when we're just doing, based on knowing what's going on, because we've turned up to the here and now as a result of the training that meditation gives us. Very briefly, meditation enables you focus properly on the here and now, the only time and place that you and this world of ours actually really exists. One here and now at a time. With proper focus, you know what's going on. But more importantly than that, regular meditation restructures the key parts of your brain that enable you not just know what's going on in real time, but do what you need to do in real time to move you forward, to rise you up above the aforementioned herd, to enable you achieve all the things that you would love to achieve, without any effort. So we don't need to talk about your so-called best efforts anymore. You simply need to turn up to the here and now. Now, so many people have said to me, I know I need to meditate every morning. I've seen the benefits of meditating. And yet I fall off the wagon, or I forget to meditate. And then I get annoyed with myself for not meditating, which is actually only thinking about the fact that you didn't do what you know you needed to do, which is stupid, of course. Meditation requires discipline. It requires support. It requires preferably the support of others. Now, what I mean by that is, and I've experienced this on many occasions over the years, where a couple is meditating together, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, where they're meditating together, they encourage each other. They support each other. They provide a level of discipline to each other and move forward far more effortlessly than people who are endeavouring to plough their individual furrow, so to speak. I meditate regularly with groups of people who have been trained in the particular way to meditate that I encourage them to pursue. And I have found they, and myself included, have moved forward far more effortlessly and have created the kind of results that feel like they just fall into their lap, almost like, quote unquote, magic, as a result of their enhancing their ability to be present and in what the University of Chicago calls flow throughout the course of the day. And you see, that's the key thing. Meditation's only the training. We meditate in the morning to be present so that we're present throughout the course of the day when we're not meditating. But as I said, regular meditation requires discipline, or perhaps more to the point, it requires encouragement. Now, let's dissect the word encouragement again in a different way. The middle of that word is courage. And as I've said, no courage or bravery required. So let's drop any notions of that. The first part of that word, encourage, enjoy, means that I am doing it to myself, or perhaps more to the point, I'm doing it for myself. I'm giving myself courage. Now, as I said, no courage required. The word encouragement actually says I'm giving myself what I need to do what I know I need to do. And for starters, we're talking about knowing that you need to meditate every morning. And if you don't know you need to meditate every morning, then I was going to say you haven't been listening to me. I'm not the font of all wisdom. You need to explore the abundance of research from all kinds of fields. cognitive psychology, neuroscience, bioelectricity, quantum physics. You need to explore the science that actually confirms that this is the one guaranteed way that you can change your life by turning up to it. But people know they need to meditate. And yet they, quote unquote, fall off the wagon. Some of them fall off the wagon for weeks, months. One guy with whom I've worked for 26 years fell off the wagon for about 10 years. The interesting thing is when he got back on the wagon, he said it was like riding a bicycle, if I can mix my metaphors. Because once we begin to restructure the neural pathways in the brain as a result of regular meditation, they don't fall apart again. We simply, when we pick up on our meditation, pick up where we left off. But we shouldn't be leaving off at all. We should be giving ourselves the courage, encouraging ourselves to meditate daily. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we do it by becoming aware of how different our experience of a day on which we meditate is in comparison to a day on which we don't meditate. So many people over the years have said to me, oh, on the days that I don't meditate, the wheels come off. And of course, the question has to be asked, well, why didn't you meditate that morning? And of course, it just may have been circumstances that morning that didn't provide them with the opportunity to meditate, or perhaps more to the point, they didn't make the time to meditate. But moving forward in your life is a process of encouragement. What I would call with the people with whom I've worked, the circle of encouragement. I meditate in the morning and then deliberately almost chart, perhaps by keeping a journal, the difference between my experience of the days on which I meditate, as I said a minute ago, versus the days on which I don't. The second point I would make is that, and people who are online program owners will immediately know what I'm talking about when I mention the two-piece jigsaw. The first piece of that jigsaw, just as an aside for a moment, but an important aside, the first piece of that jigsaw is that I turn up to the here and now. That's where meditation comes in. It trains me to enable myself to turn up to any here and now. The second piece of the jigsaw is that I know why I've turned up to the here and now. In other words, I know what I want to achieve out of the here and now. And that should be understood in the context of my life's greater purpose. Now, most people will say, God, I don't know what my purpose in life is. But your purpose in life, for starters, is to live it, isn't it? To live it in the here and now and to enjoy yourself while you're in it. Now, we could tie ourselves in all kinds of knots trying to figure out the greater purpose. But there is no greater purpose than being happy and at peace in the here and now. And as a result of being present in the here and now, enabling your presence to help those around you too. As one client of mine says, enabling me to spread the calm. And by the way, in the world in which we find ourselves at this moment in time, a little bit of calm being spread would do no harm at all. But if I know why I've turned up to the here and now, I'll give you a simple example of this pretty much straight away. But if I know why I've turned up to the here and now, then as a result of turning up to the here and now, the chances are I will achieve what I have set my mind to achieve. Now, you set your mind by handwriting what you want as if you already have it. I won't say any more at this point in time because we've covered that in many podcast episodes in the past. But I said I'd give you a simple example. In fact, I'll give you two examples. Number one, you have a presentation to make at work. Or number two, you have a big family Sunday dinner and the family doesn't get on all that well. In either situation, you want the outcome to delight you, don't you? If the key purpose in your life is to enjoy yourself, you want to be happy. You want the outcome to delight you. So therefore, you handwrite how it feels when you're delighted. And then you turn up to the Sunday dinner, or you turn up to your presentation, and as a result of having turned up to the here and now through perhaps regular meditation every morning and perhaps a mini meditation just before, for example, your presentation, you fully turn up, you're in what the University of Chicago calls flow, and you make an impact. You do the right things in the right way without thinking about it, because we are at our best when we have unplugged our automatic, habitual, ruminative, repetitive, programmed way of thinking. So therefore you get a little result. But there's no such thing as a little result. Being delighted after a Sunday dinner that has gone really well. Being delighted that you made the right impact and left a good impression with those to whom you presented at work. Being delighted as a result of achieving something that your normal way of thinking would stop you achieving. Because as we said before, your normal way of thinking as a result of the way your brain evolved frustrates your best efforts. Now, why have I gone off into the direction of actually achieving little things like that? Because first of all, any achievement is a big achievement. Any achievement outside the norm confirms to us that I can achieve things outside my normal way of thinking, and in particular, my normal way of thinking about myself. That's a result. And once we begin to become aware or make ourselves aware of our results, once we begin to give ourselves credit for getting the result, credit where credit is due, it encourages to meditate again tomorrow morning. It's a circle of encouragement. I meditate, I set my mind, I get a result, it encourages me to meditate, to turn up, to get more results, to meditate, and on it goes to the point where, as a result of regular meditation, your neural pathways are completely transformed, as a result of which you have taken your very own personal evolutionary leap forward into a world that your normal way of thinking couldn't even begin to imagine. That is why people say to me that they surprise themselves, that they amaze themselves, that they super surprise themselves. That is why people say to me that, oh, it feels like stuff just fell into my lap, because I don't need to force my best efforts in doing anything anymore. When I turn up to the here and now, and I know why I've turned up to the here and now, I just do what I need to do, say what I need to say, and it's all effortless, because effort only comes from thinking about what I need to do, or perhaps more to the point, thinking that I'm not capable of doing what I know I need to do. You need to be aware of what is going on in your daily life and how that changes little by little as a result of your restructuring your neural pathways little by little. Because the manner in which the two pieces of the two-piece jigsaw play off each other provides us with this circle of encouragement that I mentioned earlier on. It enables you to know that you're moving forward. It provides you with proof that you are, through looking after your own state of mind, breaking the mold, so to speak. Breaking the chain reaction of normal everyday survival, normal everyday struggle. Breaking the mold so that you are experiencing the results that inevitably come from looking after your state of mind and turning up to the here and now, knowing why you've turned up to the here and now, and effortlessly doing just what you need to do, effortlessly saying just what needs to be said, and moving forward into a life that will super surprise you.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. Hope you've got a little something to help you transform your life today.